Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have more cat satire because, well, the story with the most downloads on my podcast is the funny incident about the cat. So people like to hear about cats. Here is A Guide to Giving Your Cats Their Annual Performance Review from Thryn, who you'll find on Medium. As the year draws to a close, it's time to sit down with your cats and give them feedback on how they've been performing. To help you prepare for the conversation, I've written a few guidelines from my own experiences. Evaluate against a standard. When thinking about how your cat is meeting expectations, ensure that you are evaluating against a standard. A level 2 cat, such as a 6-month-old Persian kitten, will not have the same performance expectations as a level 5 cat, like an 8-year-old gray tabby. Ideally, you've discussed these expectations with your cat at length. They should be reasonable and achievable, while still providing enough of a challenge to allow for personal growth. Some sample performance goals can include number of hours of expected sleep during the day, aim for 16 to 18, time spent playing in boxes, level of cuteness on a scale from 1 to 10, this should be maintained with self-grooming, and a general posture of perky ears and wide eyes. Focus on impact. In order to help your cat grow, your feedback must be specific and actionable. By using the Situation Behavior Impact, SBI model, your cat will be able to understand the rationale behind your feedback. An example conversation might go, Skittles, when I was sleeping and you jumped on the bed and meowed in my face at 4 a.m., it woke me up, and that made me feel angry and tired all day. One way you can have more positive impact is to STFU and sleep until at least 8 a.m. How to frame a needs improvement discussion. This can be challenging. Your cat might get defensive, or worse, ignore you entirely and pretend that she doesn't understand you. Don't be fooled. She understands everything you say. When your cat is not meeting expectations, you'll need to be prepared with a performance improvement plan, or PIP. This PIP should include specific steps your cat will need to take in order to meet the expectations of her role and level. You can tell her, for example, that the number of times she jumps on the counter and gets her poo-poo paws all over your food prep areas is unacceptable and must be reduced by at least 80% over the next quarter. Help your cat understand the consequences if performance does not improve. It may be necessary to remind her just what a lucky SOB she is to have food and a warm place to sleep on these cold winter nights. As your cat's manager, you should also be aware of your own role in her performance. Are you present enough? Does she get adequate space to grow, play? Have you provided the necessary toys and furniture to scratch? It's unfair to punish your cats for scratching the couch and destroying your nice things if you haven't given them a proper scratching post. When to give team feedback versus individual feedback. You should be having regular one-on-ones with your cats. Any negative feedback should be given privately so as to not embarrass or shame one cat in front of the group. However, some feedback can be given in a group setting when it benefits the whole team. For example, you can share with all of your cats how much you appreciate their adorable fuzzy faces and how cute they are when they make biscuits on your lap before curling up for a good snuggle. Don't leave out the positive. You might be more concerned with your cat's negative behaviors, but it's important to show appreciation where it is due. Again, follow the SBI model. Skittles, I loved that time you tried to jump on the bookshelf but completely missed and fell. I laughed for days. The video got me over 50 likes on Instagram. Remember, it's your job to support your cats as they grow, encourage them to lean in, and work hard at being cats. And now, design thinking lessons from our cats. We can all agree that cats spend the vast majority of their time thinking through complex problems in innovative ways. We have so much to learn from them. After years of careful observation, I've extracted and analyzed a few key methodologies they use so we can leverage them for our own problem solving. Think inside the box. If a cat fits, he sits. It's as simple as that. Cats know how to scope problems appropriately. During 4 long years of art school, I heard the same mantra over and over. Think outside the box. It took me several years, many complex problems, and 2 cats to realize what bad advice this is. You can't solve a problem well by just thinking outside the box. You have to understand the box. How big is it? Is it made of cardboard? Fabric? Does it have packing peanuts in it? Or those plastic air pouches that aren't fun to play with at all? Design thinking requires understanding constraints. Push boundaries. Thinking inside the box doesn't mean you have to stay inside it. Cats don't allow themselves to be limited by the laws of physics when it comes to fitting in boxes. They assume their liquid form and gracefully allow their pillowy sides spill out over the edges. The key to their success is flexibility and prioritization. When given an ambiguous or complex problem, such as a seemingly too small box, a cat will prioritize which part should go inside the box so that the cat and box can reach a steady state of equilibrium. Cat and box become one. The obvious lesson here is that once you understand the constraints of a problem, you know which ones to push on to achieve your goals. Be lazy. Have you ever tried to get a cat to pull a tiny garden plow? Or harness 9 cats together and attach them to a sled, and then sat on the sled, and then given your cat sled team a command to mush? Well, I have. They did not mush. They sat there and looked at me like I was an idiot. A few of them lay down in the snow. 2 or 3 ignored me while they groomed each other, and the back team started scuffling. Cats don't like to work hard. They don't toil for the sake of toil. They evaluate cost, benefits, and impact, and make appropriate trade-offs. I've never known a cat that didn't demonstrate a deep understanding of market economics. It goes back to their ancestral roots, where evidence suggests that early cats domesticated themselves when they saw the value in offering fuzzy snuggles in exchange for a steady source of food. When you're driven by laziness, you're forced to take a hard look at your resources and make trade-offs. Don't be afraid to fail. Cats fail all the time. They embrace failure with an admirable level of vigor and elan. To the naive eye, it could appear as though they are careless idiots, incapable of critical thinking. But a more discerning observer would recognize their strategy: prototype and iterate. Cats aren't discouraged by the risk of looking dumb and being laughed at as they experiment and explore their environment, presumably in pursuit of the optimal sleeping position or a solution for global warming. I assume both are equally viable possibilities. Consequently, there are over 300,000 hours of videos on YouTube of cats making fools of themselves. They are so successful at failing that they are at risk of actually failing to truly fail. Sit in a circle. It is a well-known fact that if you create some sort of circle on the ground, cats will sit in it. I am not actually sure what this one is about, but given everything we've discussed so far, I'm certain there is a deeper meaning to unlock, and it's just going above our heads right now. Feel free to open up the discussion in the comments. If we put our collective minds together and apply some design thinking, we might figure this one out. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. You'll find me on Twitter at ChrisKKArya, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.